This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 160 for Thursday, November 24th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Thursday, posting losses for the seventh straight day as the bearish technical momentum weighed on prices. Canola down $7 to $12, January down $8.90 at $820.20 per ton. Markets in the U.S. were closed today for the Thanksgiving holiday and will only be open for reduced hours tomorrow. A lack of direction from the Chicago soy complex limited the price movement to some extent in canola. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both slightly firmer today, and that provided some underlying support. Wide crush margins and ideas canola is getting oversold also helped temper the declines. Soybean, corn, and wheat futures in the U.S. were all untraded, but all three markets had moved higher yesterday. Soybean settling at $14.36 per bushel in the January contract on Wednesday. Weekly export sales data will be released tomorrow, and that could provide some direction when activity resumes. Traders will also be keeping an eye on South American production prospects. Nearby weather conditions look relatively favorable for soybeans in Brazil, but the forecasts are looking hotter and drier once again for Argentina. Corn was higher yesterday, December, finishing at $6.63 per bushel. Recent weakness in crude oil, though, could weigh on the corn market given its relationship to ethanol production. Mexico is reportedly considering relaxing its restrictions on genetically modified corn, and that would be supportive. Wheat was higher yesterday. Minneapolis spring wheat finishing at $9.57¾ per bushel in the December contract. Kansas City at $9.30¼ in December. And Chicago wheat at $7.93½ per bushel. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remains at the forefront of the wheat market, as the country is usually a major wheat exporter. Drought conditions in Argentina are cutting into production prospects there, while excessive moisture has hurt the crop in Australia. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, November 24th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.